Honolulu Civil Beat has a story online today that looks at our fishing industry. It's our reality check for today. Editor Chad Blair here to tell us about a story that gives us a snapshot of yet another industry that is ailing during these COVID times. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you've got a story by Nick Ruby.
Yeah, Nick Ruby in our D.C. Bureau, but he's also looked at the fishing industry because, of course, it has ties to Washington. You know, if you've gone into Tamura's lately or elsewhere to buy pokey or ahi or swordfish, you've noticed that the prices are down. And of course, that is becoming from lack of demand, right? The tourism industry has dropped off tremendously because of the 14-day quarantine. And so the case you have here and what Nick writes about is that Hawaii's longline fleet, which makes up about 90% of all commercial fishing in the state, it's pretty much cheaper to stay tied up in port rather than to take the boat out, you know, and pay wages and pay for fuel and things like that. And it really is a crisis. In the last 2 months alone, there's been about a $10 million loss in revenue for this industry. They're looking at probably $50 million in losses by the end of the year.
Well, you know, I've been doing my part. I had fish and rice this morning.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to head to Tamura's after this and pick up a poke bowl. But and that's good. And we should contribute. We should, you know, it's a very important industry. I didn't realize this until I read Nick's article today that the fishing industry is the largest food processing industry in the state. And that's by far nearly 10,000 jobs annually, about $1 billion in sales. But the challenge right now is there has been little federal or state help, even though Congress and the president have signed several relief packages so far. There's another one that the House is pushing over to the Senate now. We'll see where that goes. But the money that has come through from the fishing industry has only worked out to about $300 million, and that has to be shared by all the states that are engaged in fishing. Of that money I just mentioned, only about $4.3 million has gone to Hawaii. States like Alaska and Washington and California, also as thriving fishing industries, have seen more. Of course, they're larger than we are, but there just has not been the federal relief for this particular industry that other businesses are taking advantage of.
Well, I know when I drive by Honolulu Harbor and I see all those fishing boats just tied up, I didn't realize that a fishing trip can cost up to $45,000.
It's a lot of money to take a boat out and pay a crew. You know, Nick did talk to Rick Gaffney, a fisherman over, I think he's on the Big Island, and has been involved with Westpac and other organizations involving the fishing industry. And he says some boat owners are taking things into their own hands. They're selling fish through drive-thrus. You're seeing this with other people as well. They're selling right out of their boat, their small boats. And of course, this is a different than the longline industry, but it is still part of the overall industry. Meanwhile, the Department of Land and Natural Resources is trying to work out how to take care of that $4.3 million I mentioned earlier. And it's taken a while. It may take a month or so to start divvying up that money. DLNR is trying to find some sort of plan, how to spend that. They're trying to get guidance from NOAA. But DLNR also acknowledges that money is really only a fraction to help cover the losses that the industry is facing.
And I believe that criticism of we need guidance kind of runs the gamut, you know, with these different pools of money about how they can be spent and how soon they can be rolled out.
Yeah, and I mentioned Nick, you know, being our D.C. Bureau guy. He did talk to Ed Case, the representative, and he is in this latest, I guess it's a $3 billion bailout from the House. There is much more money for the fishing industry. How well the Senate will take that up, the GOP-controlled Senate, remains to be seen.
Right, yeah, kind of a sad situation there. All right, but thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Politics and Opinion Editor Chad Blair. You can read Nick Ruby's story online at civilbeat.org.